August 26th. Need approval of the August 12th minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Good afternoon, Sunny Pinkstaff, representing Vincent Smith. Currently, we are just shy of 1,250 responses for the year. We have given out through our various events, including the food truck Mondays down at the Riverwalk, the Vincent's Police Department Night Out, and other events. We have given out over 750 smoke detectors and/or combination smoke and CO detectors at zero cost to the individual. We have secured the sale of the old fire truck to the Indiana Department of Corrections. The Safe Haven Baby Box project is going extremely well. Bree Johnson has secured and raised the money for the box, which is a total of $10,000 just for the box itself. And with that, to be placed at our headquarters station, one of the things that we have to do, along with some construction projects, is to get emergency power at that station. And I have received, and I apologize for not getting these in your packets, but three bids for
quotes.
For quotes, yeah.
And just so you know, this was actually in this year's budget for that station to get the generator. That's why he's.
Oh, okay.
So this isn't.
Hey, do you want to, do you want to get our kickoff again? Do you want to kick off again with those things or? Let's talk. It's this Thursday.
But with those total, Evans Electric come in at $35,941. Evapar out of Evansville came in at $37,633. Tracy Electric out of Lawrenceville came in at $45,058. Just to be noted that I did try to get prices from another local contractor, but was unable to secure a price from them. That's all I have.
So your lowest quote is $35,941?
Correct.
Okay.
Total.
Total.
And that's with Evans?
Yes, sir. That is with Evans Electric.
Okay. Yeah, let's just, we need a motion and we'll just.
Go ahead and do that. So.
I'll make a motion that we approve the fire chief's request for a bid by Evans Electric of Vincennes.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Do you have anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next is city inspector.
City inspector Philip Cooper, from 7/22 to date, we've issued 146 grass and weed violations, and for junk and trash, 148. And also the old cannon factory at 703 State Street. It went down here a week and a half ago, so it's all an open lot.
Looks
so,
a lot nicer.
Pardon?
So it looks a lot nicer.
Oh yeah, a lot nicer. It's been seeded with straw and grass seed. And we got some other properties we're gonna take down with the unsafe building funds. Mm-hmm. And this next month, September, there'll be the 11 houses come down for the blight program. So, and once that's down, it's done. So
right, right.
Any other buildings we have to take down, we'll be using the unsafe building fund.
Okay.
That's all.
Thanks, Phil. Next is animal shelter.
Leah Vantland, Vincent's Animal Shelter. Statistics for the month of July, we did have a fundraising event in July at Losada Winery, Wags, Whiskers, and Wine. We raised close to $5,000 at that event. for the construction repairs to the building, which have been completed. Our statistics for July, we took in a total of 68 cats. Of those, 63 were stray, mostly orphaned kittens. One was an owner surrender. Two were seized, and two were adoptions that were returned. Our cat outcomes, we had 33 successful outcomes. Of those, 31 were adoptions. Two were cats that were returned to their owners. So that's a total of 33 successful outcomes. Our dog intake for the month of July was 49. Of those, 8 were from the county. 29 of the dogs that we took in were strays, 7 were owner surrenders, 9 were seized, and 4 were returned adoptions. Our total outcomes for dogs for the month of July was 33. Of those, 18 were adoptions, 15 were returned to owner. We had a total of 49 adoptions in July. Our current census is we have 12 dogs in our 5-day hold. Of those 12, 4 of them are there on a 10-day bite quarantine. We have in our 5-day hold for cats, we have 2 cats, and our total population in 5-day hold is 14 animals. We have 40 animals in foster care. One of those is out foster to adopt, and 39 of those are orphaned kittens. Our available dogs for adoption, we have 14. Available cats for adoption are 28, and our current on-site population is 56. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, cemetery. Danny.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. In July, we had a total of 12 funeral services at the cemetery. So far in August, we've had 16. Our year-to-date total is 138, which brings us to a grand total of 36,061 known burials in the cemetery. In cemetery maintenance matters, in the last 6 months, we've removed a lot of trees in the cemetery that were dead or dying, and we look to have several more coming up in the future. And also our equipment situation looks pretty good, but we will be probably looking at a new zero turn come later this year or the first of next year. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. And then it's not on your agenda, but we have the police department.
Terry Johnson, Assistant Police Chief. I just want to take this opportunity to introduce our new dispatcher, Alexia Wigluski. She actually started today. I just wanted to bring her in and introduce her to you.
Great.
Welcome
aboard.
Thank you for the opportunity to work for the Vincennes Police Department. I've only had one day, but I've already enjoyed it quite a bit. Everybody seems very nice and welcoming. Thank you again for this opportunity.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Those were her own words.
Okay, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is resident-only parking request, Bob Wright. Is Mr. Wright in there?
Move to table.
I'll second that.
Table. Facade grant, change order number 2, Matt Ward.
Hello, Matt Ward, Southern Indiana Development Commission. We're wrapping up the facade project, and so we have a final change order. But before we get into that change order, I would ask that you rescind change order 2 from December 11th, 2018. There was no monetary adjustment on that. I guess the purpose for that change order was to track the contingencies, but that was really done on the updated change order 2.
So what was the date on that again?
December 11th, 2018.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we rescind the change order dated December 11th, 2018.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, and so for the new change order 2, this tracked each building. So some buildings there was a little bit of an overage, other buildings there was it came in under. So the total for this change order 2 is an unused allowance of $3,121.34. So it'll decrease the overall contract amount. The previous contract amount was $556,535. this change order will decrease the overall contract amount to $553,413.66.
So it reduces it by this amount?
Right. And so what we did is this basically the same amount of grant money went to each building. They had their local portion that they put in, so that local money never changed. In the end, it'll reduce the amount that the UEZ, they had given local money to kind of offset when our bids came in. So the unused money will actually go back to them.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the change order number two as requested by SIDC in the amount of $3,121.34.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
You're up again with Arc Trio contract.
Yeah, so pretty much with these projects, we like the contracts to match up. And so on Arc Trio, her initial contract was for $50,000. Everything that kind of went over that amount was covered in the initial contract, you know, spelled out in terms. But we had one building that, for ownership reasons, it fell out after the grant was awarded, so we added a new building. And there were design services for $1,200. And then there were some reimbursables with the two bids. The first one was for $209.09. The second one was for $245.72. And so the total amendment for this contract is $1,654.81. And we pulled that from property owners. Well, let me, the $1,200 came from the city to cover the design, but right. Then the two printing costs, those we pulled from legal,
from the
legal portion of the landowners.
Okay. All right.
Local match.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the amendment to the Arch Trio contract for the facade project in the amount of $1,654.81.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Sign that when we're done.
Right.
Good. Next is NDOT LPO agreement. John Sprague.
Okay, this is an agreement with NDOT and the City of Vincennes for us to be able to spend the, what's left of what was originally a $5 million earmark. If you recall, we completed the second NIBLAC project with those funds, and after that project was complete, there was a couple hundred thousand left, and that wasn't enough to do another full-scale project, so NDOT approached us with the unique idea to use this to basically reconstruct as many crossings in town as we could with the CSX partnership. Okay. So we have three crossings in this contract that are going to be reconstructed by CSX. NDOT is helping facilitate the project. We have a 20% match on this project. So we'll be reconstructing the Washington Avenue crossings, the 15th Street crossings, and Main Street.
Great.
And we need blue ink on these, and we need the dates next to your name.
And I'm sure
there's not a date slot.
The public will greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm really excited that NDOT was able to find a way for us to spend this money instead of it just going away.
Right, that's great. So, John, you need us to approve that plan.
The contract, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the contract with NDOT for the aforedescribed transfer funds allowing reconstruction of three railroad crossings in Vincennes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, good job.
And then it is not on your agenda, but we have a request from a Mike Dugan to appeal the animal shelter's ruling on their dog.
So if you wouldn't mind stating your name and your address for the record.
I am Elizabeth Zink, Mike Dugan's fiance, and my address is 60 East Minneapolis Avenue.
Okay.
And he's on his way here.
Okay.
So he works at Toyota, so he's on his way. He should be showing up any minute.
Okay.
But Our dog, my daughter and my son-in-law, my son-in-law was walking our dog, and he had got knocked down by his dog and had accidentally let go of the leash.
He got knocked down.
Yes, and so if you want to hear from them, they were actually there. They know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
If they can talk.
Sure. Again, if you want, state your name.
Okay. My name's Erica Chambers, 6 East Minneapolis Avenue, Vincennes. So he was outside walking the dog. He got knocked over by our other dog.
Oh, by another dog. Okay.
Yeah. And Axel, that's the dog's name, he got away. And he likes to run. He thinks it's a game of tag.
What kind of dog is Axel?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
He's a pit bull.
Okay.
And we live close to Chicago Park, so he ran over to Chicago Park. And there was a girl swinging on the swing. He was, like, running back and forth. When the swing would go forward, he'd go forward. And he jumped on her. And they say that he bit her, but he was the closest person. I was in my car, because that's usually how we get him back home. So he was the closest person to the dog, and he never seen any biting. So they say that there's marks, but I just believe the marks are from his claws.
So who was it that claimed that the dog bit the child?
I guess that's what the child said. As far as I know, nobody else. Because the only people that were closest was him. I was in the car, and then there was, like, people on the other side of the park. Mm-hmm. So if anybody, I don't think anybody, if he, I didn't see any biting. He says he didn't. So we don't even know. And she left. People tried to ask her if she was okay. People tried to see if he bit her. People, and she left. So we don't know. Maybe she could have got, because people said that she has pit bulls at home of her own, and that maybe that they bit, maybe she got bit by one of them. We don't know, because she left, so nobody even knows. She didn't have any rips in her pants when she rode by me on her bike or anything, so I don't know.
And this is Mike Dugan. We are the owners of the pit bull, and he has gotten loose before. Yes, he has by accident, and we have had to go after him, and there has been complete strangers stopped him, you know, and petted him, and he has never done this before, but he is a big dog, and he is all muscle, and he, you know, if he jumps on you, he might hurt you.
Yeah, I've been scratched by him jumping, but he's not. He's playful, and he just doesn't realize his size can hurt people. But he never bit her.
Well, so, Mike, state your name and address.
Come up to the microphone and state your name and address.
Mike Dugan, 6 East Minneapolis. Okay, I'm the owner of the dog. He's one of the most gentle ones that I've ever seen in my whole entire life. We've had children, 3 years old, up, under, at the house, from friends, not once. All he does is lick. That's all he does. I mean, he'll go to a stranger on the road, and just go right up to him. I mean, he's not a dog. He's a family member. You see what I'm saying? It's not. Yes, he is a stray family member, and we all miss him. And what they were saying on, because I have a couple of voicemails, but what they have said on the phone was that he had lunged at a staff member at the shelter. Well, the only way he's ever going to lunge at anybody is if they're tormenting him. But he's not lunging to bite. He's lunging to, you know, if you're in a cage for 15 days, sir, I mean, you're going to, away from your family. It's just like taking a loved one, a young child, lock him in juvenile, 10 days with no family. He's going to react because he's not with his family.
How long ago did this happen?
This happened on the 30th,
of July.
Yes, but the first 10 days that he was under quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this supposedly happened, about the staff member.
first 9 days, nothing. They kept saying he was good, he was good, he was good. So I don't understand how he went from this quarantine to be watched for 10 days, and then one time he lunges on the 10th day at a staff member, and we can't have him back. That's my child.
So how old is the dog?
He's a year and a half.
Year and a half.
And they said that if we get him back, we have to take him out of the city, and that's fine. I'll take him out of state as long as they don't kill him.
And sir, if I can address him, he's just a big, he's a big dog. I mean, if you was walking a dog down the street, you know, and he come at you, first thing you're going to picture in your head is, oh, what should I do? You know what I'm saying? But he's not going to do nothing but either nudge his head against you or lick you.
Well, I've got Leah here and Angie. Angie made that call. They've got a police report for you because the police department was called.
Yeah, we have a police report. We just got it today. See,
I don't
we didn't
know
even
that.
Know until yesterday who the girl was. Mm-hmm. And the only reason we found out is because a friend of ours knew her and told us yesterday. We didn't even know.
Okay, can we have you guys come up and tell us? And I'm assuming Officer Swick isn't on duty right now, or he was an officer, it looks like that. Well, or Christie, Jay Christie.
Okay, thanks.
Swick and Christie. Do you know if the victim was treated at the hospital or?
Yes.
Transported to the hospital?
Yes.
By ambulance?
I believe her mother took her.
Okay. But she was treated at Good Samaritan.
Yes, there are pictures of the puncture wounds. She did not receive stitches because the physician wanted the wounds to drain because they were deep punctures, not actual long cuts.
Okay, and do you have the pictures or you have pictures?
Let me grab those.
Did you need to say something?
I was going to ask you if you wanted anybody that's not involved, you wanted to have a seat.
Yeah, I want you to have a seat and we'll get their side. And it may be that we wait till Dave's back and schedule a hearing and swear
right.
People in. And
how old's the girl?
She's 14.
Okay. There was reference made by the family that you guys have observed the dog being unruly since it's been in your care.
The dog has demonstrated unpredictable behavior. It seems okay with some people. With other people, it completely is not. The dog was fine with me. I observed one of my staff members walk in the same mannerisms that I did, and the dog became aggressive and was lunging at the cage trying to get towards her. There was on another occasion that when the dog did, when we were having to move it from cage to cage for cleaning its kennel, and it is in a pretty good sizable kennel, it's not just confined in a tight little cage, but when they were moving the dog from kennel to kennel to clean the cage, the dog did lunge and go after a staff member without other staff intervention, there would have been another bite.
Okay. This report says that Elizabeth Zink?
Yes,
says you were cited? Who gave you the citation?
The officer came to my home.
Okay, and what did he... What was the citation for?
Failure to restrain.
Okay.
I was called to the scene during the bite. We were called to the victim's address, and when we arrived there, the victim was already transported to the hospital, but I was told that the chief of the fire department was waiting on me at the dog's address, so I went there. Both Elizabeth and Erica were there, and they did explain to me what happened. Like they said, the only part that was different than what they said, Erica did state that she saw the dog bite the girl, and I wrote that in the bite report. When Leah and I went back on the 7th to follow up, because we wanted to get a game plan and to speak with them to learn more about how they were going to control this dog and what was going to happen, I asked Erica that. I said, you had told me that you said this dog bit, you saw it, why didn't you? And she said that the girl left quickly. And then they also said that they made contact and they were going to pay all the fees, all the things for the... We did not make contact. We said that we would agree to pay any fees if there was fees, but we have not been shown proof. We haven't seen a picture. We have not been shown anything. We, like I told you, we didn't even know who it was until yesterday, and the only reason we knew was because a friend of ours knew who it was. The 14-year-old girl was swinging on a swing at the park. The dog came over to her and bit her several times on both legs. She had 4 bites total on each leg. And then she said she goes to the park every day, and that's what she does. And she's scared now, she said, to even go.
Sure.
So you've not seen the pictures of the bites? I mean,
no, we have not seen anything.
Because we was told from another friend of ours that the lady, the child's, or the little girl's mom posted on there that on social media, which is Facebook, it says that they were not bites, they were scratches. That's why there was no stitches. And that she wouldn't have rode home on a pedal bike if she was...
And the police report says 2 sets of puncture wounds to the left thigh and another set of puncture wounds to the right.
The pictures appear to be a puncture wound, not a scratch.
Well, like I said, I've never seen...
No, I know that. I'm just saying that what we saw is not scratches, but bite marks.
Well, this was on Facebook, and someone else took someone else had taken those pictures, not the police officer.
What, those pictures were from the
hospital.
Hospital took the pictures.
Yeah, it said, oh, I read the report, it said
But I do have a place for him to go.
Uh-huh.
I've had it all lined up and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Since she phoned me on the 10th day, and he needed to be out of the city, so that's, I've already had it all lined up.
When we went to do the welfare check on the 7th, we did talk with them. We told them a decision had not been made on the outcome of the dog. We asked them for a plan of action. If the dog was returned, what was their plan?
We discussed several different things.
But the stories were not consistent. One family member told me one that they were moving it out of state. Another told me they were keeping it there and restraining it, and only one certain family member would walk it. So the stories were inconsistent. So
we also discussed getting the electric fence, and they told us that it would take 2 weeks of training. We discussed several things, and then when she said that if they released it, they would not want it in the city, that's when we said, well, we would find someplace else. And then they talked to Mr. Dugan himself. He talked to her about taking him to family member, which is a friend, but family member to us, that lives in Lawrenceville, not even in the state.
So the dog belongs to you, Mike?
Yes,
sorry.
The dog belongs to me, yes.
Okay.
But I was not home at the time.
Right.
I was at the work, and like they said before, he's got all four, and Ryan, and he always...
I was just trying to establish the ownership of the dogs.
Oh, yes,
so,
yeah.
Well, and when we went there on the 7th...
Is that both? And this wouldn't class, I mean, this is something...
Well, that just didn't have, because they, remember last time they swore people in?
Yeah.
So I just didn't go through that whole process.
Yeah.
My recommendation is...
When we went there on the 7th, we talked about, like you said, there were a lot of things discussed.
Sure.
You had talked about different things, and what if we move it, and...
Right.
And I recall saying that I think that it would be irresponsible of us to move a bite dog to another state, so we didn't have to deal with it.
Okay.
All right, so the mayor has a recommendation.
What we'll go from here is you'll keep custody of the dog, and then when the city attorney, Dave Rolligan's not here, we will set up an actual hearing where you'll be sworn in to testify, and we'll go through that, because I'd like to hear from the mother, the
mm-hmm.
girl that was supposed to...
Sure.
The police officers that were there.
And then you would get an opportunity to, you know, see those pictures as well, and... Those
right.
things, so
I'd like to see all that.
So I don't know who you are, sir.
Come to the
so you need to come to the microphone and say your name and address.
My name is Raymond Wayne Jackson. I live at 6 East Minneapolis Avenue.
Okay.
And the dog is like a brother to me.
Uh-huh.
And there's been times that he has got out before, like she said. Mm-hmm. And there's been me and friends on mopeds that they don't even know my friends hardly, because I don't like my friends coming in my house, because sometimes a mess, sometimes not. Everyone's house is like that. Well, they've never met him before, and we've had to chase him down on my mopeds or scooters, whatever you want to call them, and never, ever bit any of my friends.
Okay. All right.
And they stated that when I spoke with these two, they stated that they've had the dog for 4 months. No, me and Mike have been together for 4 months. Mike had a dog when I got with him.
Okay.
So.
Mike, how long have you had the dog? Okay.
I had got him from somebody from Vincent's. Well, he was like really abused when I first got him. They had him on social media on Facebook, you know, pretty good home or whatever like that, blah blah blah. And when I went over there, he was really skinny and everything like that. He was only probably about that big, if that, real skinny, red channeling. And I had him, and then over where I was living at before I had met Elizabeth, that he had infant little kids over there all the time, every day. The person I was with was babysitting over there, and she always had the little kids right there, and he's, everything he'd do was just lay right next to him and just, you know, leg him. He's a big child. He would never hurt a child. So, you know, and like I said, I've got voicemails and everything, so we can go. We can do the hearing.
Sure.
I mean,
okay.
I have voicemails, I have pictures.
Right, and that would be the opportunity.
I have the victim's mom saying that these two was talking to the victim's mom.
Sure.
And,
okay.
These two from the,
right.
The shelter to,
So we'll arrange with the city attorney a time to do that, and then everybody will get a chance to be sworn in. And
before you leave, if you'll get with Cheryl, get their name, address, and a contact number for them, and then we'll set up a date.
Okay.
When we're back with the city attorney. Not that Mr. Johnson couldn't do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. So.
Sure.
Okay. And we'll let you know when that hearing is. So.
In the meantime, the dog will stay where it's at.
In the animals.
Okay. Sure. Why don't you come back to the mic so they can.
They say we can't see him. He has been in there since the 30th. He has not seen not one family member. And I miss him so much.
I know, but I also understand where they're coming from, because we've had a situation like this before, and it didn't do anything but create problems.
I understand that.
Yeah. So we'll try to expedite the hearing as quickly as we can.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. If
so
nothing else,
you some of these, or we should
put them in your packet.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Hey, Sonny.
Here we can.
So.